What a great day for a drive. How do you like my new Ferrari?
Very fancy.
Best of all, the radio works, so we can still enjoy a moment of science. Hey, I think it's coming on now.
Time once again for what you did.
Hey, where'd the signal go?
It must be because we're driving through a tunnel. Try an FM station.
There it is.
This is where we tell you a fact that many people are already aware of, and then surprise you.
How come we can hear FM longer in a tunnel than AM?
It's because FM stations transmit at higher frequencies. They generally go from 88 to 108 megahertz. That's over 100 million cycles per second.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
As a result, a single radio wave from an FM station is only a few meters long, about the size of a car. An AM station is putting out radio waves that are hundreds of times as long.
So the longer wavelengths can't make it as easily into tunnels?
Long wavelengths tend to be absorbed or blocked as they try to enter the smaller tunnel. The higher energy and shorter wavelength waves from an FM station aren't absorbed or blocked as much. Instead, they tend to bounce around and get reflected off of surfaces.
Like the inside of a tunnel.
Yep. Of course, they can only bounce so far. If the tunnel is long enough, even FM stations fade out until you come out the other end.
Here we are.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from John Shelton at WFIU Radio. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.